God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Peter arose and went with them, and when he was come, they brought him to the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas had made, and while she was with them. But Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed, and turning him to the body, he said, Tabitha, arise, get up. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up, and he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive, and it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Do we need these gifts of the Spirit to reach people that are not going to church and don't care, to shake people that think there's nothing to it? Do we need these things today, 2008? Yes, yes, yes. I want you to notice something. If Peter had the power to just raise this woman up, why didn't he just go in there and do it? I said he did. No, no. Show me what's the first thing he did. Why stop and pray? If it's God's will for her to be healed, if it's God's will for her to be raised up. See, they're learning these things, aren't they? How to work with the Holy Spirit. How not to assume anything. He came in there and he knelt down and he prayed. And obviously, while he was praying, something happened.
Yes, sir.
Didn't it?
Yeah.
Something dropped in him. Can you raise somebody from the dead just because you try to believe it and do it? No, you can't. And see, that's where people have messed up, isn't it? People have tried to do things. Sometimes they meant well, but they just didn't understand. When it comes to you believing for yourself, and your little kids, you don't have to wait for some gift of the Spirit. You can take authority over the enemy. You can receive your healing. You can by faith believe that you receive your miracle. You don't have to have a gift of the Spirit. But particularly when it comes to other people's lives and other situations, you can't just go in with your faith and straighten their life out and receive their miracle for them. And if people are not believing and cooperating, you would have to have a gift of the Spirit,
yes, sir,
for something to happen.
Yes, sir.
Now go with me, and I think I can close after this, but go with me to the, are there two more instead of one here? There's several of these, but I'm trying to see which ones to look at. Yeah, 13. Stop by 13. Acts 13. These happen, we've seen healings, and people raised from the dead. But the gifts of the Spirit are not limited to that. They operate in other areas. Special faith or gift of faith operates in other areas. This is one of them. The Bible said in verse 5 and 6, they preached the word in this place. And when they had gone through the aisle, this is Acts 13:6, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus. He was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man. He called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. So he is opposing them and talking against while they're trying to preach. He's interrupting them. He's calling them liars. He's saying they're wrong. He's trying to keep the head man from hearing them. Verse 9, are you looking at it?
Yes, sir.
Then Saul, who is also called Paul, here's a key phrase now, filled with the Holy Ghost, He set his eyes on him and he said, "Oh, full of all subtlety and mischief, you child of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? Behold, the hand of the Lord is on you. You'll be blind, not seeing the sun for a season." And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. And the deputy, when he saw what was done, he believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In judgment. Now see, some people have got that all mixed up. They think, well, I'm in charge. I'm an apostle. I'm this and that. I'll just say this. And it'll happen. No. How much can you do of your own self?
Nothing.
But the Holy Ghost can come on you.
Yes, sir.
In a situation, and you can say something and it happens.
Yes, sir.
Now this is key with the gift of faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, "We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, therefore have I spoken, we also believe, and therefore..." Do you hear? So when you see the gift of faith, what's going to be happening with it? Something's going to come up in you, a belief beyond what you normally could believe, and then you're going to speak.
Yes.
You're going to say something. And when you do, it comes to pass. How many remember when Ananias and Sapphira lied?
Oh, yeah.
And they came in and Ananias fell dead. Sapphira came in 3 hours later. And what did Peter say to you? "They just carried your husband out and they'll carry you out." And when he said it, boom.
Yeah.
He said, "Well, Peter killed that woman." No, he didn't. No. It was something beyond him that he spoke, and it happened. Now, finally, 16th chapter. Acts 16 and 16. "It came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying." Now, she wouldn't have been making money unless she got some of these predictions right. Right? So she must be getting at least some of them right. Now, when I say right, I'm not saying they were good, but some of the things must have been happening. "Then the same followed Paul and us, cried, saying, 'These men are the servants of the Most High God, and they show to us the way of salvation.'" He said, "Why'd you say it like that?" It would have sounded something like that. It's a young girl with a devil, screaming and shrieking and crying out loud. "And this she did what?" Verse 18, are you there? "This did she" what?
Many days.
"A day or two."
No, many days.
Huh?
Many.
3 or 4 days.
Many.
I want to ask you a question. Why did Paul put up with that? Didn't he have authority in the name of Jesus?
Yes, sir.
Isn't he a man of faith?
Yes, sir.
Why did he put up with that? Let me ask you another question. Jesus, when a storm arose on the lake, the sea, what did he do? Well, when they woke him up. He spoke to the wind and waves and calmed the storm. Somebody say, "Yeah, but now he's Jesus, brother." No, he's doing it as a man. He's not doing it as God. He's doing it as a man. That's a whole other subject. But Paul is in the midst of this ship in this hurricane. You remember that? And the thing tossed night and day. Now they threw all the cargo out. They even threw the tackling of the ship. And it said after many days, all hope was taken away that they should be saved. Everybody thought, "We're done. We're all going to die." Why didn't he stand up on the deck of that boat and calm that storm? Are y'all with me?
Yes,
sir. Is that a question worth asking? The reason I ask it is because people, they've actually, good people, have felt pressure on themselves. That why am I not fixing everything for everybody? If I'm a man of faith, the name of Jesus is above every name, why don't I fix everything for my family? Talking about your extended family now. Everybody I work with and everybody in my neighborhood. Why don't I just go into the hospital and clean it out? Why don't I? Jesus didn't. Paul didn't. Peter didn't. Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Jesus did not just go into town and heal everybody. In fact, in his own hometown, a lot of people did not get healed.
Right.
Is this true or not?
Yes.
Now, everybody that came to Jesus believing him to be healed left healed.
Yes.
Everybody.
Everybody.
But not everybody was healed everywhere he went. Paul, in the midst of that boat, you remember what he did? He got to praying and fasting. And the Lord spoke to him, sent an angel, didn't he?
Yes.
And what did he tell him? He said, y'all going to lose the ship. But nobody's going to die. Now, when the Lord says you're going to lose the ship, ain't no need in you getting up on the deck and rebuking and binding. Are y'all with me now? See, people have just taken a little bit of knowledge and just tried to do stuff in the flesh. And say, well, I ain't nothing to that. It don't work. Well, it does work. But you got to be led by the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And you are not this amazing powerhouse that can just fix everything when you decide to. No, without him, you can do nothing. And we begin to get into the real key. How many remember Brother Hagin talking about he had noticed in his own life the more he prayed in the Spirit, the more of these things he had, the less he prayed in the Spirit, the less what? What are we talking about? What's the key? Maybe we can get into this some next week. But what's the key to us having more of this? Only one thing. Drawing closer to God. Spending more time in his presence. Praying in the Spirit. Come on now, communing with him. Getting close to him, walking with him until you see some things and hear some things by his Spirit, and then you can do those things.
Amen.
Not just whatever you decide to do on an afternoon. Oh, can you see this, friends? Why did he put up with this young girl, this demon through her, screaming and carrying on for many days? Why? Thinking about three more sermons right now. Why didn't he stand up on that deck of that ship and bind those winds and waves and calm that storm? Let me tell you one reason. Wasn't his boat. So what's that got to do with it? Wasn't his boat. He told them what to do before they left port. The Spirit of God showed him, right? And he spoke to them. And he based it in so many words, he said, you do not need to leave. If you leave, this voyage is going to be with much harm and damage, even to the loss of the ship and this load and our lives. Didn't he tell them that?
Yes,
well, now, when the Lord tells you don't go, what should you do?
No.
You should not go.
Man.
How many understand you ignore the Lord telling you not to go? It ain't going to fix everything for you to stand up and rebuke and bind after you go and get in trouble. And that's what people are trying to do. He said don't go. They go anyway. Then they're going to use their faith to fix it. Doesn't work.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Gift of Faith, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1304L. That's R1304L, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.